This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, one of the most memorable films I have ever seen. First this. Obituaries are quotidian. They come on the news wires every day to surprise and sadden us, sometimes to amuse and enlighten as well. Here's one from December 8th that we didn't want to let pass by. A fiddle player died in eastern Tennessee. Our friend Noah Adams knows this man's name and wanted to learn more.
Alex, I knew his name but didn't know how to pronounce it. It's spelled B-L-I-Z-A-R-D. Ralph Blizzard is how you say it. I thought perhaps it was pronounced Blizzard, but it's Ralph Blizzard. He died at the age of 85. He was one of those musicians who was on the radio as a young man and then had to go to work to raise a family down there in Tennessee. Worked for many years at Eastman Kodak and took a 30-year break from playing the fiddle.
Wow.
And the reason we know about him is because he's now in the American Fiddlers Hall of Fame. He's made recordings. He played old-time music, and that predates bluegrass. Old-time music comes mostly from the British Isles. I've been to some of these conventions where they play, and it's sort of like the Grateful Dead. It's sort of like Fish. The musicians get into sort of a trance, and they just keep playing and playing and playing. It's really a wonderful thing. I never did see Ralph Blizzard play, but I knew that Paul Brown was an admirer.
Now, Paul Brown, that's a name that we do know. Paul Brown is the NPR newscaster.
NPR newscaster, we hear him almost every day. He is also, by the way, a world-class old-time fiddle player. So Paul took a few minutes away from the NPR newsroom to answer my questions about Ralph Blizzard. When you finally got to see him, did he look like a fiddle player?
Sure. Tall, reedy, kind of relaxed posture, and he just seemed as though he'd been playing the fiddle forever. The instrument just settled perfectly with him. Ralph was what I would call a longbow stream-of-consciousness fiddler, and he was a genius at it.
What do you mean, stream of consciousness?
He used his bow to string together melody notes in ways that other folks simply didn't. And when he got going, he would improvise as he moved through the tune and would rarely play an old-time fiddle tune the same way twice over. He would sort of stare out into space, and you could see things taking place in his head and behind his eyes. You didn't know what was going to come out through the fingers and the bow, but it was always a surprise.
We'll play just a bit of a song called Hell Among the Yearlings. This is a standard old-time song?
It's played all across the mountain south.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of the time, Ralph would start a tune out with Four Potatoes, which is a lot of fiddlers do that, but he would put eight of them on at the beginning of a tune. It would just draw out the suspense a little bit more before he got going on the tune, and then he would really take off.
Where would his influences have come from? Was he listening to somebody else when he was growing up, but down in Tennessee?
Sure. Ralph listened to one of the greatest fiddlers of the early 20th century, Fiddlin' Arthur Smith. And Arthur Smith's style broke new ground in the old traditional fiddling. He drew a longer bow than many of the older fiddlers. He put more notes in per measure. And Ralph really took Arthur Smith's style several steps further. He played the repertoire, but he was even smoother than Arthur somehow, and his improvisations, they just reached into outer space somehow. I can recall, you know, being outdoors at a fiddler's convention late at night with Ralph and several other folks playing along with him, banjo players, guitar, mandolin folks, and as the tune would unfold, he would just go and go and go, and every time around would be slightly different. The banjo pickers would have a hard time keeping up with him, that's for sure. But it was a unique experience. I haven't really played with an old-time fiddler who did that much improvisation.
So the new people coming to this instrument, they're going to have to listen to Ralph Blizzard.
You haven't heard old-time music if you haven't heard Ralph.
That is Paul Brown of NPR News. He's an admirer of old-time music and also a practitioner.
Noah, thank you for that. And let's listen to Ralph Blizzard. This is Ralph Blizzard playing Hell Among the Yearlings. Here's some more.